Community and connection are important and bring meaning to our lives. This is Lisa Berry, and a Washtenaw County fixture in the world of education and community has started a new venture trying to make a difference. I'm talking about former Ypsilanti School Superintendent Dr. Benjamin Edmondson, who brought with him his new business partner, Jason Gold, a retired Ann Arbor police officer. Welcome to both of you.
Lisa. Great to be here.
What are you up to now?
Well, we're doing a lot of things, but we're doing some tremendous work in the community and within the state. Advocating for those with hidden and visible disabilities. We're safeguarding those with disabilities.
And this venture has a name, right?
Safe Beings.
Safe Beings.
You can find us on safebeings.com.
Jason Gold, how did you connect with Benjamin Edmondson?
I connected with Ben about 15 years ago. I was a school police officer. He was the principal at one of the schools in Ann Arbor Public Schools. And he gave me a platform to be able to come and have an impact with his students and his school community.
So now you're together and you have this is it a business? How do I refer to it?
I say it's advocacy work, but yes, there is a business aspect, but it's advocacy, leveraging our experiences, our expertise in the community, our connections. That's how I would deem it.
Safe Beings. What does that mean? Tell us more about it.
Great. Based on my experiences as a police officer and an advocate within the school system, the problem is insufficient protections for people with invisible and visible disabilities result in controversial, sometimes fatal encounters and absolutely misperceptions in the community. We want to prevent those things from happening. They're all preventable.
One of Lisa's life lessons, number one, is you never really know what's going on in anybody's lives. Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah, that's excellent. I have a disability, a hidden disability that affords me little protections. Even after I had immediate surgery, I'm open about it. I've had open heart surgery twice in 6 years. I'm just recovering from my October surgery. And when I left the hospital, no protections, just they wheeled me out. I got in the car and that was it. When I really, there's some protections that would really be helpful and would let others be mindful toward my situation at the time.
And Jason, you have some hidden disabilities as well.
Absolutely. In 2015, in December of 2015, I was assigned a road patrol, chasing an armed robber and ruptured both my patellar tendons. So I had emergency surgery to repair those tendons. I am upright and walking again, but no one would know if I didn't share it.
And in Washtenaw County, we did our research of the roughly 350,000 residents, 75,000 have a disability of some sort. 90% of those you wouldn't recognize. So you can't recognize that I've had these, and I have other disabilities.
Right.
You wouldn't recognize them. They're not visible. But, you know, there are some protections, and we're working with some organizations in the county and in the state to get our message out there and get this advocacy out there for those that need it.
What kind of protections are we talking about?
Glad you asked. So there are the handicap symbol, for example. It's been around for 50 years. It's limited. It's not inclusive. It's really only limited to parking spots, special seating and special venues, bathrooms. But what we're talking about is expanding those protections and broadening things for people of all disabilities, not just if they're in a wheelchair or if they have a crutch or a cane. We're talking about all disabilities. So, for example, someone who has autism or myasthenia gravis, which is a neurological disorder for lungs, which impacts breathing. If someone's stressed out, breathing stops, they die.
Do you think people want to be open about their invisible disabilities?
That's a very good question because, you know, if 90% are hidden and
right.
If 74% of the population, you know, has a particular disability. I might have put the wrong percentage there. They work with you. Don't you think you would want to have some protections? If you could really reveal it, you could say, I was late for a reason. The boss is getting on you for something that, do you know that I have to take this medication and I have rheumatoid arthritis that I can't, vulnerability, go ahead, Jay.
Activates compassion. What we've learned is vulnerability activates compassion. We want to transform the human experience.
And now we have a symbol that's out there that we've met with various local supporters, particularly state senators and state representatives. We've been in front of them. We've been in front of the county administrator. We've been in front of the Washtenaw Mental Health Youth and Family Services. We've done presentations all around the county, and to the latest has been the United Way Southeastern Michigan. And there's a symbol that we have where it would be an opt-in. But Washtenaw County actually has a new identification card, and we feel that our symbol, if placed on that identification card, could alleviate a lot of misperceptions, of lack of support. You know, when you go to a hospital, they don't know anything about you when you give your insurance card. When you give your license, nobody knows about you. So
we want to share the social impact here. It would be a dedicated protection for people with disabilities. It would increase personal and public safety. It would expand social responsibility, where we all have a responsibility to care and be compassionate for everyone that we come in contact with. It's inclusion, it's trust, and it's breaking down barriers. What would you rather a police officer know about you? When you get pulled over, they know whether you have insurance and whether it's current or not. Or would you rather them know that you have a disability and that if triggered, it could manifest in a way where the officer could interpret it as an act of aggression or hostility towards them, and then there's a fatal encounter or a controversial encounter, and all you were experiencing was a life or health-threatening episode?
If there is a symbol that's on your license plate, or if there's a symbol that's on your identification card or on your health care card when you go in and you present your Medicaid or Blue Cross card and the symbol's in there, you're in a database that pops up and says, oh, he's got Asperger's. And then now I can be a little bit more compassionately responsive now that I know. I'm going to pause, first of all, because I'm like, oh, I get it. So I'm going to pause. Then I'm going to communicate that, oh, I know. I see that you have such and such. And now I can connect with you and I can treat you with the dignity and respect that you deserve.
This is not going to sound like a pretty question, but all of this is assuming that others are interested and capable of compassion.
Absolutely. But here's the deal here. Compassionately responsive, we've written a paper that has been submitted into a journal. So we've identified, simply put, what compassionately responsive means. It is being mindful of others and meeting their unique needs, period.
We're looking for support in the county. We're looking for support in the state. We've worked on some bill language that we're still working on to try to get protections for people. And it's an opt-in.
And Jason has laid out all these decals in front of me. Is this the symbol that you're referring to?
Absolutely. We want it to be a universal symbol. Think about it. Look at your driver's license. There's the gold star on most driver's license that will be mandatory by October of this year. And so that's the Federal Real ID Act. So they can put a gold star on there. We believe that they can put something that indicates that someone has a disability to activate compassion towards them.
We've talked to someone from the Secretary of State. They absolutely love this idea. You can find on safebeings.com. We have our decals for people. We'd like to see them on license plates. In front of my door, it says I have an invisible disability. So if a first responder comes, that first responder knows. Whoever's in this house has an invisible. I may not know what it is, but if we have an ID now, the ID would actually, when you pull me up in a database, it's going to tell you that I have sickle cell trait.
We'll put links to all of that on our website, WEMU.org. Benjamin Edmondson, Jason Gold, Safe Beings. And thanks so much for joining us here.